So great one. So how much of an idiot am I? Well, if you're a conservative, on a scale of 1 to 10 of idiocy, with 10 being the most idiot, you're a 7,942 level idiot. Let me explain something to you conservatives, specifically, like Tommy Loren as I beat on the table, specifically to you fucking Catholic conservatives. Oh, my great one. But great one! Don't you know, great one? There's an invisible man who lives in the sky. And when I think about the invisible man, I touch myself. Oh, I'm touching myself. Oh, great one, I'm touching myself. I understand that yes, you're touching yourself. Oh, good for you. But you know what else you're doing while you're touching yourself? You're doing a thing called losing. Losing! So let me explain this to you conservative faggots right now. Because let's be honest, you conservative faggots are more homosexual than men who suck other men's dicks. You really are. Right now, I am watching on YouTube Michael Jackson live at Madison Square Garden 2001, the full show. And I may or may not embed the video in the show notes. It depends on how I feel when I get around to doing the show notes. I don't even know when you're going to fucking hear this. You might hear this on Friday. You might not get this until Monday, because I might go fucking play Star Wars, because I'm enjoying the fucking decline, because I'm not sitting around going, but Adam, how do we write the ship? Oh, Adam, how do we write the ship? But how do we write the ship? Okay, you're not going to write the ship, you fucking faggot. You know why you're not going to write the ship? I'm going to explain to you why you're not going to write the ship. Because you're a bunch of goddamn faggots who walk around through your goddamn lives thinking that everything is beneath you. Let me explain something to you fucking morons. I'm sitting here right now. I'm watching this. This is Liza Minnelli. Oh my God. Okay. All right, look. Why am I having to look at Liza Minnelli during a Michael Jackson concert? I hate Liza Minnelli. Look, now listen, don't get me wrong. If you watch this video, if I embed the link, Michael Jackson looks like an alien. The guy looks like a freak, okay? Michael Jackson, way too much plastic surgery. And here's a fact. If you're a man, any plastic surgery is too much plastic surgery, okay? I mean, if you're a woman, plastic surgery is just prolonging hitting the wall. And women are always going to try to prolong hitting the wall because women are fucking damaged goods and they're psychos. If you're a man, but we expect women get plastic surgery because women are idiots. Women can't think about anything except themselves. Women have no self-awareness, which is kind of an oxymoron to say that women only think about themselves and at the same time have no self-awareness. And I get, great one, but that's an oxymoron. Shut up! Shut up! Shut up! Okay? When you've been podcasting for 16 years and when you understand the Wuhan hoax is a fucking hoax because you actually worked with fucking viruses, unlike all the morons who are like experts on viruses now because they saw a video on YouTube, then I'll be interested in your opinion. But that's not going to happen because you don't have a plan, because you're not Tommy Loren, and because I don't give a shit what you think, so I have a big old heap and keep steaming fast. Shut the fuck up. All right? What was I saying? Yes, if you're a man and you've had any plastic surgery whatsoever, that's too much. Okay, Michael Jackson. Plastic surgery? Insane? Some kind of chemical imbalance in his brain? Also, a pox? Probably homosexual. Probably a child molester. But the man had talent. God damn. Yeah, anyone who comes to me and says, but great one, Michael Jackson didn't have talent. No, you're an idiot. Now, I'm telling you, Michael Jackson, lots of problems. But you cannot tell me the man didn't. Well, you can tell me if you're wrong. The man had talent. So the question is, was he insane because he had talent, or did he have talent because he was insane? I don't know, but the man is clearly insane. I'm looking at him right now on YouTube. He looks like a goddamn alien. He does not even look human. Like, what the fuck? And it's like, why? You got so much talent. The man's got talent. This is going so... I know I'm ranting right now because I'm pissed off and I'm intoxicated. And you can suck my dick. This is going somewhere, however. So Michael Jackson's on stage here with the Jackson 5, his brothers and stuff. And I'm looking at these guys. There's all these black men up on stage. And you guys know me. I hate niggers, okay? Hey, great one. Great one. What do you think about niggers? I hate niggers, okay? I'm looking at the Jackson 5. These are all Michael's brothers. These are a bunch of good-looking guys. This bass player, you watch this video. This bass, the guy playing bass, guy's good-looking. Man, he's dressed. He's got this great outfit on. I hate black people, and I hate homosexuals. This bass player is so goddamn good-looking, I would fuck him. I'm like, and then there's Michael Jackson, and he just looks like a freak. I'm like, dude, what are you doing? What is wrong with you? Why am I looking at Usher? I thought this was a Michael Jackson concert. I want to see Michael Jackson. I do not want to see Usher. That Usher is someone who takes me to my seat in the theater. Okay, so I'm watching this Michael Jackson concert. Hold on, we're skipping ahead. I am not sitting through Usher. Oh God, he's still on. Oh my God, she's hot. Yes! All right, there's Michael. So Michael Jackson looks like a goddamn space alien. This guy is on stage, and in the audience, there are hot... And by hot, I mean non-fat, non-tattooed, non-pierced, blonde-haired white women. There are hot women in the audience just like screaming and gyrating and going insane. And why are they doing that? Whew. Oh my God, those babes are hot. Way you make me feel. So here's the thing, guys. Yeah! important part. It's the way you make them feel. You see, you conservatives, you're all right. Oh, great one. You see, we don't have time for pop culture. We don't have time for movies. We don't have time for comic books. We're going to talk about comic books in the future. We don't have time for television. We don't have time for pop music because, great one, don't you understand? I'm a conservative. I believe there's an invisible man who lives in the sky. And you see, great one, popular culture is beneath me. I can't be bothered with popular culture, great one, because I'm just too good for that. See, here's the thing, guys. Michael Jackson looks like a fucking freak, and he's a goddamn nigger with a mental illness who has sex with children, and white women are screaming and quivering when he's standing on stage. You are a conservative. You know how many white women scream and quiver when you talk about the Bible? Zero! Zero! Zero. Okay, you have, if you think that quoting from the Bible makes white women quiver and makes their pussies wet, you're a fucking idiot. The reason white people are dying off as a fucking race is because the few of you that are left are that are anything remotely resembling quote-unquote traditional European white people who accomplished anything with their fucking lives, you're spending all your time touching yourselves about some invisible man in the sky. Touching yourself about an invisible man in the sky does not make white women horny. And here's a fucking newsflash. You need white women to be horny for your cock so that you can make more white people. But you see, you're not interested in that because popular culture is beneath you. And that's why Michael Jackson, who looks like a goddamn alien and a freak, has all kinds of white women in the audience right now in this video creaming themselves. You know how many white women have creamed themselves over you, Mr. Conservative Christian Catholic? Zero! 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 Zero. That's one minus one. Zero! Right there, hot woman in the audience, creaming herself. I would fuck the shit out of that chick. You're welcome, motherfuckers. This is a PSA brought to you by the great one himself. You need to get a plan. Do you have a plan? Tommy Loren told you, she explained it to you. Get a plan. Plan. You need a plan, boys. Guess what? Guess what? Talking about an invisible man in the sky and quoting the Bible, that's not a plan. That is a plan that is 100% guaranteed to not make any woman cream in her pants. Thank you. And that's what you guys are doing. That's what you conservatives are doing. You're beating it. You're beating your meat. Like, oh my God, did you know that in the Bible it says the woman should obey what a man says? Well, guess what? Guess what? Guess what? Guess what? Guess what, conservative? A woman is not going to obey what a man says because you quote the Bible to her. A woman is going to obey what you tell her to do because you're actually dominant and masculine. That would require you to put down your fucking Bible and, I don't know, maybe go to the gym. Have you considered that? Go to the fucking gym. Hey, here's a concept. Here's a concept, white man. You want your woman to be obedient to you? I have an idea. Why don't you stop being fat? Why don't you lose some goddamn weight? What if you stop stuffing bonbons in your face all fucking day long? You want your woman to respect you? Do you want to? But Adam, how do we right the ship? How do we right the ship? I don't know. Maybe you start by stuffing less fucking cheeseburgers in your face, you fat fucking piece of shit. God damn it. I'd say this, man. South Dakota has got its share of fucking fat people. God damn, I got really spoiled being in Colorado. Not that there's no fat people in Colorado. There's fat people in Colorado. But there's more fat people here in South Dakota. Yeah. Yep. Yep, I got spoiled. That's what it sounds like when the great one comes on the stage. The crowd goes wild, just like that. Oh, man. All right, I may have just... What's coming up here? This is a really good concert, other than Usher and Liza Minnelli. I don't know why that had to show up. That was painful. Oh, what's Michael gonna do? I've never seen this before. This is the first time I've seen this. I mean, he really does. I'm not bullshitting you. The man has talent. Like, the whole... Like, goddamn. If he could have just been normal... Like this, all the plastic surgery and shit. Like, what is wrong with this guy? And look, this is all white women going insane. No, listen to screaming. No white woman has ever screamed like that for some fucking faggoty ass cucked Catholic who's like, well, we believe in diversity, and you know, God loves everyone. You fucking cuck faggots. I mean, Michael's just grabbing his dick, and white women are going insane. Oh, here we go. And see, here's the thing. I don't even particularly like this song. I mean, honestly, so of all the Michael Jackson songs, like the Jackson 5 stuff is great. You know, ABC and I Want You Back. I love those stuff. Of the actual Michael Jackson songs, my favorite one is Man in the Mirror. And like Billie Jean, it's like, it's weird. Like, I don't like this song. I really don't. I don't like the song. And yet, nonetheless, like, Michael Jackson's talent is so undeniable that even though I don't like this song, it's like, I still like this song. Like, I'm watching him right now, and he's fucking dancing on stage. And the man's tearing it up. He certainly, and once again, there's a whole audience of white women. Their fucking panties are soaking wet. And you're running, well, I have a Bible, and I believe in the Lord. And no one gives a shit. That's not going to help you reproduce and carry on the white race. Oh my God, that chick is hot. Jesus Christ. Sorry, what was I talking about? I just saw a hot blonde woman who is very excited, more excited than she'll ever be, listening to you talk about the Bible. You know, it's a good thing that you conservatives, that you have the opinion that things like pop music are beneath you. Because the last thing we would want is for white women to be creaming their panties over white men. The last thing we would want is for you conservatives who claim that you want to perpetuate Western civilization and the white race and your fucking little gay fucking faggot ass religion about, oh, there's an invisible man in the sky, right? The last thing we would want is for you fucking faggots to actually, oh, I don't know, you know, pass your ideas on to the general public through the venue of popular culture. Fortunately for all of us who enjoy things like running water and flush toilets and electricity, fortunately for us, popular culture, well, it's beneath you. Because you just can't be bothered. Because you're just way too busy giving Jesus blowjobs so that when you die, you can go to heaven. You know what really disappoints me? What disappoints me is that you morons are never going to know you're wrong, because you're going to die. Your brain activity is going to cease. You're just going to cease to exist. So you're never actually going to know that you didn't go to heaven and that you were wrong and that you were an idiot. Right, and so you sit around and go, well, I'll just let everybody shit on me while I'm alive, because it doesn't matter what happens in this world, because when I die, I'll go to heaven and everything will be okay. And that's why you're perfectly willing to allow the fucking kikes and niggers and the spicks and the chinks to fucking eradicate your race from existence, because you love yourself more than you love your own children, and more than you love your own people, because you are a conservative piece of shit and you don't have a plan. And also because, unlike Michael Jackson, you don't have talent. The man has talent. I'm looking at him right now. The man is talented. The man is very, very talented. I use the term man loosely because I'm not sure that Michael Jackson could be considered a man. But he is very talented. And these blonde-haired white women in the audience are creaming themselves. All right, I think I got that out of my system. Thanks, bitches, for listening to me rant. If you think there's an invisible man in the sky and that the invisible man in the sky is going to make everything okay, you really need to go fuck yourself, because the only person who's going to make everything okay is you. And this shit where you, well, but I believe in God, and God, and yeah, whatever. Just no. Okay? The belief in God is actually, it's actually feminism. It's a manifestation of, I love myself more than I love other people. Because to sit here and say, well, you know, I'm just gonna, and God will handle everything. You're just passing the buck. It's an excuse to do nothing. It really is. It's an excuse to do nothing. Okay, this is all of you fucking Catholics and Christians and for all of you fucking God-believing faggots think you're superior to atheists and all. Here's the thing. Here's why you're inferior. Because you have to say, well, God is going to take care of it. We can let God handle it. No. As someone who understands there's no invisible man in the sky that's going to solve all the fucking problems, I understand if there's going to be a solution, the solution has to come from me. The solution has to come from other people. And then you fucking Christian faggots, you'll be all like, well, see, you're saying that man is better than God and all this other shit. No, there is no fucking God. Any change that happens in the world, change, the hope for the change, for the change, for the hope. Oh, Obama. Right? Anything, any manifestation of improvement on the planet Earth has to come from humans. Okay? Here's something I thought of today. And I have literally Hitler. I slurred my words right there. Literally Hitler. Thought of this earlier today. So all of you fucking cuck faggots who believe in the invisible man, like you're Christians and everything, right? Here's a question for you. Before the Bible was written, how did people get their spiritual guidance? Because I started thinking about this. It's like, well, the Bible says this and the Bible says that. Okay. But then I started thinking, well, but what about before the Bible was written? There was all this time of civilization before the Bible was written. So these people were running around doing stuff. None of them could consult the Bible to figure out what was right or wrong because the Bible didn't exist. So how did they know what was right and wrong and what they should do and shouldn't do and all this other stuff? Did God, I don't know what, did God just like phone them up? Did God leave notes laying around? How did this work? I don't know. I got to think about this some more. I got to develop this this whole train of thought and make it a little more coherent. Right now, I'm just really pissed off because I've been dealing with idiots all day long. I don't know if you guys knew this or not. There's idiots in South Dakota. Did you know that stupidity is universal? I don't know if you knew that or not, but stupidity can be found everywhere, including South Dakota, where there is right now actually happening a very beautiful sunset outside. So I'm angry. I'm very angry. What else? Great one. Oh, you're angry. God, there's a fucking shocking development. We had no clue that the great one could be. I know. You're sitting there going, Jesus Christ, when did that happen? There was. Thanks for listening. Go fuck yourselves. Sayonara.